I try to avoid the tourists at all possible costs, but they still find me. Yeah, I sit here at DC 101, I look out the window, and there they are like lemmings, jamming the streets, blocking the traffic flow. Even on the sidewalk, casual passers-by keep thumping into them as they stop to scan their Nikon skyward. I usually try to find solace on the good ship Greece as my respite away from tourists, but sometimes, even when I'm sitting on the good ship Greece, I'll be just sitting there with a martini in hand, listening to the squeak of the lines as we lie comfortably tied to the dock. When suddenly I'll hear, "Hey, what kind of boat is that you got there?" And I'll turn around and there I'll see him in his Bermuda shorts and his flowered t-shirt and his stupid hat there. I'll see the maggot there. "How dare you interrupt my reverie?" As I point to the good ship Grease, I say, "Buddy, what you're looking at is 57 feet worth of sleek fiberglass. Twin turbo-injected 671 diesels. Thumping this thing along at a maximum speed of 67 miles an hour. Listen to these engines, buddy." And I crank it up and you hear that sound of... bloody, 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 bloody. And the tourist and his wife just stood there and said, "Wow, honey, wow." I said, "Hey, how'd you like to go skiing there?" They said, "Really? Can we go skiing?" "Sure, honey, here, hold my Nikon." And sure enough, they both clambered aboard. I smiled at Captain Martinez as we inched down the Washington Channel. It's a no-wake zone, so we just kind of blub, blub, blubbed along, watching the people that always crowd Haynes Point fishing. One day I yelled over to him. I said, "Hey, I see you guys there fishing all day long, and you hardly catch any fish. Does the volume of time you spend for those few fish, is it really worth your while? I mean, how do you handle it all day long just standing there fishing?"
"I'm going to chill out and shrug up, do this and do a little of that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do."
"All right, well, we'll check you out when we come back, see if you caught any fish." But once we cleared the channel, I threw a couple of sets of skis overboard. I said, "Y'all can ski together. How'd you like that? Side by side, holding hands, this boat will pull you both." So I set out two ski ropes. And out they went. And I just sat there smiling. They gave us the thumbs up sign. We hit the gas, and sure enough, they were both up. I said, "All right, Martinez, full speed ahead." He chuckled. He said, "Aye, aye, sir." So we started going faster, 25, 35, 45, 55 miles an hour. The couple out there is giving us the thumbs down sign for slow down. We kept going. We got it up to full speed, 67 miles an hour. By this time, they can't let go of the rope, because if they do, that water will be like concrete. They'll probably roll 15 times before they sink, breaking every bone in their body, paralyzing themselves. The only thing they'll be fit for is painting Christmas cards with a brush between their teeth. We had those engines open wide! They're hanging on, paralyzed with fear, screaming across the water. As I opened the engine transom, and I took out my jumper cables. And I took one end of the jumper cable, and I put it to the positive battery terminal. And I put the other end to their ski rope. I put it on there so I'd send juice down the line! They hung on as the electricity coursed through their bodies. Not enough to kill them, just enough to cause pain. And then I said, "All right, hard left, Martinez." And we threw it over hard left as we could. And they slung around, going way more than 67, probably 77 miles an hour, over the ski jump, into the air, at least 50 feet. As a plane was landing at National Airport, both of them got sucked into the air intakes like a huge Venomagic. Vegematic. And foop, foop, nothing but red soup came out either side. It cost me two pairs of O'Brien skis, but it was worth it! For a minute, I thought the pilot was going to report us, but as he passed, I could look in the cockpit and see him. He and the co-pilot were there just pounding the dashboard, howling with laughter, so I knew that I was safe. And then, as I cruised the boat over the red murk left by their ground bodies, in final salute to the tourist maggotry, I voided my bilges. I voided my holding tanks, and let the green mire
be the final insult to two worthless lives. And then, slowly, gently, Martinez and I motored back down the Washington Channel.
I'm a chill out, brother.
Okay, buddy.
Do this and do a little of that.
All right, you have fun. And we finally pulled back to the dock. Gently, we let the sweat subside. We sat there. We both had a drink. We were both quiet. We both lit camels and drew deep on the butts. And as we sat there, we heard over our shoulder, "Wow, look at a big boat. What kind of boat you got there?" I looked at him. I looked at Martinez. I said, "Hey, how'd y'all like to do a little skiing, huh?"